It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he won't resign. His announcement on Monday comes in response to seven attorneys in his office telling federal authorities Paxton was abusing his power. From KERA in Dallas, Brett Jaspers reports.
The FBI won't confirm or deny any criminal probe into the AG, but according to media reports, deputies in his office say Paxton helped a campaign donor with legal troubles by appointing a special prosecutor to investigate the donor's adversaries. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy has called on the attorney general to resign, but in a statement Monday, Paxton called the allegations false and derided accusers as, quote, rogue employees. Justin Nelson was Paxton's Democratic opponent in 2018 and narrowly lost. Paxton's response doesn't surprise him.
Typically, in cases like this where a public official is accused of wrongdoing, the public official doesn't resign until he reaches a plea deal with the criminal prosecutors, because that gives him leverage and might be able to reduce his sentence.
Nelson is currently co-chair of the Texas House Democratic Campaign Committee. The state attorney general is already under indictment for securities fraud, a case that's dragged on for more than 5 years. I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.
In more news, the Las Cruces City Council approved a new climate action plan yesterday with the goal of reducing city emissions. Reporter Madison Staten has more.
Las Cruces will adopt a climate action plan focusing on reducing greenhouse gas emissions 19% by 2030. The City Council unanimously approved the resolution during Monday's City Council meeting and will receive progress reports every 2 years. Long-term goals include a total greenhouse gas reduction of at least 73% by 2050 and the incorporation of up-to-date climate science into city planning. City Sustainability Officer Lisa LaRocque said climate change is already impacting Las Cruces.
This year, we experienced 5 weeks of extreme heat. 3+ weeks of that were over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and an additional 9 days were over 105 degrees. By 2050, we project that 7 weeks, almost 2 months of extreme heat, with 3 weeks of those being with temperatures over 105.
LaRocque said the Las Cruces climate will begin to resemble that of Phoenix, Arizona, and called on councilors to ensure proper infrastructure is in place to meet the change. The Las Cruces Climate Action Plan states the transportation sector generates the largest amount of emissions at 53%. Strategies to address this problem include promoting a move to electric vehicles, which has the potential to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 33% by 2050. Mayor Ken Miyagishima proposed researching how electric fire engines could be utilized within the community. And Councilwoman Ioana Bencomo spoke about the need to make public transportation free for all.
I think public transportation should be free for everybody, because I really believe that public transit isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. I think there's definitely things we should consider about how we get people out of their cars and into public transit, especially if we'll be investing in electric buses, which I think is a great idea.
Bencomo also spoke about the need to remember low-income families as the city puts an increased focus on sustainability.
Low-income communities of color are the ones that are at the front lines of climate change. They are experiencing these effects the worst. Whatever we can do to make energy efficiency more and more affordable, like, to me, that is number one priority. Of course, you know, there's a fear that as more and more people get off the gas grid, someone still has to pay for that infrastructure, right? And so then the smaller number of customers, which probably are low-income households, end up having to pay more for their utility bills. So yes, I agree that we need to look at our LCU and really think about a plan to phase off natural gas.
Councilman Gil Sword told his fellow council members now is the time for decisive action.
I'm suggesting we get bold. I propose that the new utility bonds that we do in the future do not use natural gas as a source for the payback with increased sales, that we leave natural gas out so that as we get electricity and competitive with natural gas, we will phase out our natural gas. This will take some time. Another one, transportation is our highest producer of greenhouse gases. And so I think we need to be aggressive here. We have a good start with the 5 new electric buses coming next year. I think we ought to commit to 5 more new electric buses in the following year, 2022, and 100% electric buses by 2023.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
To listen to stories like this one, you can visit our website, krwg.org, or follow our reporter, Madison Staten, on Twitter at Madison M. Staten. Also, a reminder, today is the deadline to register online or by mail to vote in New Mexico. You can find a link to register online at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.